Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You, and I am your host for today, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host has been Barbara Melman, who was also our first guest, and we talked a lot about seniors and the fear of technology and how to combat that and overcome it. Barb is also going to be doing a program later this month for the town, and we'll be talking about that in a few minutes. And then we had Howard Kroblick, who was our town historian, with some real interesting tidbits about the town. It was just not long enough because there was so much stuff we wanted to talk about. Hopefully you enjoyed Old Time Radio, The Whistler, The Alibi. Also, another good thing to always have, an alibi. Barbara, I think everybody needs a good alibi.
Yes.
Christina, you have
one? I agree.
You do? Okay. Think, right? Sam,
yeah.
You're good with that?
Yeah.
Sam, okay. We're all good with that.
I can document that I was here.
That's right. We're all, yes, and I am a witness to that.
Yeah.
right now, it's the fun, the best time of the show, Project Independence in You, because it's starring Christina Liu.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's called Talk of the Town, and Christina is the radio show producer for Project Independence in You and does an incredible amount of work to pull this program together, a live two-hour radio show with a host, a guest host, two guests, and then a half an hour at the end talking about all the happenings of the town. So there's a lot of work that goes into this, and it's because of this woman who is about to speak, Christina
Liu. Thank you very much. I like that introduction there. And I really love when radio shows don't mean to necessarily correlate. Like, on paper, you would never think that Barbara segment and the town historian segment correlated. But what I like is that, you know, it's this not retiring but refocusing was the common theme throughout it, which was just showing all the wonderful things that really go on and the people that live in North Hempstead.
It's amazing.
It's really just it's wonderful to be able to showcase it. But we had this technology topic, you know, as Barbara, especially being our co-host, and Barbara will be glad to know that we have these computer classes that we are offering at the Yes We Can Community Center. With one of our other volunteers, who is Arjun Davis.
Yes,
and he's a PI volunteer. He's been doing this now for about, I would say, like a year or so.
More than that, actually, on and off. And what he's doing this time, he's going to have, I think it's 8 sessions. He's doing
yes,
a beginner.
Right, which is nice because there's the beginner's class, which is the one he generally does. So that's actually going to begin on March 6th, and it will go through April, and that's Mondays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Yes.
And in this introductory course, it's basic computer skills.
Very
so
basic,
you'll learn
yeah.
how to get on the internet, check your emails, you know, some basic Microsoft programs.
Right.
But what's great is that a lot of people took this class and now they wanted to continue
right.
and get more into it. So he's also doing a class called Look What I Can Do, Intermediate Computer Course. And this is also going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center starting on Monday, March 6th, but this will be from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Right. I don't think you have to have that first class to take the intermediate class, but it's good
right,
to...
Right, it's either that or, you know, that you're comfortable
right.
already in, you know, in
you
those skills that have been taught.
Yeah, I think Drew said if you're comfortable using your email address
right.
and you get and receive and send out emails, you're probably more suited for this, the little bit
the
more advanced.
Yeah, because
yes.
the intermediate class will, you'll be able to learn more about word processing, spreadsheets, Facebook, online bill paying, blogging, and much more. So,
okay.
yeah, so it's really great. I think it's a wonderful, you know, obviously as the years go on, this is going to be more and more seniors will be participating in this because I know there's still some fear that goes on. But if you do have fear, another thing, March is like the month of technology. Barbara will be doing Technology for the Terrified, as we had mentioned earlier, but that will be on Monday, March 7th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Clint G. Martin Park. So that will be great. And Barbara, you want to give us a little plug again for what you'll be doing in that?
Absolutely, absolutely. So this is the second workshop that I'm giving. So the first workshop was really more basics of iPhone, iPad, and just how to navigate it, how to troubleshoot it. This one is going to be specifically about communicating. So we're going to be doing Facebook and FaceTime if you have an Apple product. And what this allows you to do is it allows you to communicate with people instantaneously. Facebook is really exciting. Now, I have heard many people disparage Facebook. Oh, I don't need 300 friends and I don't want anyone to know what I'm doing. So let me disabuse you of all of these misconceptions you have about Facebook. And then maybe you might want to be part of this workshop. You don't have to be friends with anyone you don't want to be friends with. So if you get a friend request, you can decline. And they won't know that you declined, so you don't have to worry that you're insulting anybody, first of all. Second of all, if you do accept a friend request, and then you realize, I'm really not interested in what this friend keeps posting. Like, I had a friend who posted 20 pictures of her dog. Okay? I unfriended her.
Wait a minute. Okay? You unfriended me? That was my dog.
So I unfriended her. She doesn't know that. She didn't get an email saying that I have unfriended her. So she's not insulted. The second thing, nobody will know anything about you that you don't put on your page, okay? So here's the good rule of thumb. If you put something on Facebook, if you put something on an email, make sure it's something that you'd be comfortable seeing as a headline in the New York Times, okay? If that would upset you, you don't do it.
Right, especially you don't post things like, I'm loving my time in Mexico. So, which tells everybody on Facebook, your friends and their friends, that you're not home and your house is available.
Right. The other thing about Facebook is it's really wonderful for sharing. Now, I have friends in Massachusetts. I have friends and family in D.C. I have friends in San Francisco. I now have, because of my traveling, a friend in Paris and a friend in Italy. First of all, I don't want to make 500 phone calls. Phone calls are annoying. You know, my ear gets tired. It gets hot. And I often don't want to talk a long time. So a good way to communicate is through Facebook. And your friends who have agreed to be your friends will read it and they will comment. And sometimes you will make a phone call and sometimes you will send an email. But this is a wonderful way to keep up with what people are doing. I keep up with my granddaughter's basketball successes through Facebook.
Right, right.
Which is really wonderful. The other thing is FaceTime. That's a term that is specific to Apple products. And what it allows you to do is actually see and talk to the person that you want to connect with at the same time. So I had mentioned this before. My granddaughter redecorated her room and she wanted to show it to me. So we did FaceTime and she showed it to me. And then my daughter barged in and stuck her face in, so I got to talk to her too.
Right.
And it's just a very nice feature.
It sounds wonderful, Barbara. I mean, you've got it, but please make sure you call to register because space is limited. And so it's always best to call 311 or 869-6311 and register for this wonderful program. I think Barbara will really help you not just learn some great, cool aspects of the internet, FaceTime, but also relieve some of the fears that you have. So I really think it's a wonderful opportunity, and the price is right.
That's right.
Free.
Yes.
Free is a good price.
Exactly. And we'll multiply that by two. And you're still going to have free.
I like it. It's great.
What's going on, Christina?
Well, in going with all these computer literacy things, another great program that they actually asked me to promote on this is the Family Service League is providing computer literacy for veterans for free. And this
Wonderful.
Is at Roslyn High School. And there's a beginner class, intermediate class, advanced class. The classes begin on March 7th. So, you know, if you're not able to go to the Yes We Can one, you know, here's another thing.
Right.
If you're a veteran or if you're a spouse of a veteran, you are able to check out. So you can call 311 and we can give you information for that.
That's terrific. And what date was that?
You have to register March 20th. It begins March 7th.
March. Okay, yes. Great.
March is a very big month for
March
technology.
March is a good month.
There's a lot going on
I've
in March.
I've got nothing against March.
She's very biased because her birthday is in March, Barbara.
We don't celebrate that the way we celebrate the April birthdays. But
And Another great program that Yes We Can is doing is to host a children's computer safety class, which is would be great if you have any grandchildren, you know, who might be more advanced on the computer and not really think necessarily about a lot of the implications of certain things. But they really can learn how to be secure online because, you know, as great as it is, there is certain
right.
things we need to take
Absolutely.
Into account. It's going to be from March 6th to March 23rd. It's for grades 6 through 8, and it's from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center. The classes are going to be taught from students from Stony Brook University, and it's going to be great because they'll get to learn. It's a fun way because it's a computer, it's a comic series on cybersecurity.
Okay.
So it'll be, you know, kind of an interesting way for them to really understand how to do this, how to be safe on the internet, and also how to pursue a career in this cybersecurity, which is a booming new industry because
right.
of all these threats that are coming
right.
up. It's actually making, you know,
yeah,
a new kind of job for that. So I think it's really a wonderful opportunity, and the Yes We Can Community Center has a great, you know, computer lab. So I think it'll be absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds like a great program.
Yeah, so if you have grandchildren, spread the word.
Again, 311.
311 for anything and everything
okay.
is definitely. And another wonderful.
I have a question
yes.
about 311.
Yes.
Does 311 work only for North Hempstead?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So Hempstead and Town of Oyster Bay have another.
They don't have any of that.
311 is unique
right.
and an
it's
amazing
really a special,
system,
yeah.
kind of unique to Long Island, the town of North Hempstead. I think. I mean, they have a major one
in
New York
right.
City. I don't
right.
know that. Any other
no,
towns have call centers
no,
or
yeah.
anything? I mean, 311 is the town's call center. It's really an amazing place because you can call for a pothole. You know, if you have a pothole
right.
in front of your house or you want to learn something about Project Independence or a class at Yes We Can, you name it, you call it in. It's tracked, and that you create a service request. That service request is then sent to the appropriate person who has a certain amount of time to respond and close that service request.
So do I have to be within the boundaries of North Hempstead
yeah, so what,
to
right,
use it?
No, you don't
Good
actually
question.
Have to be.
Okay.
Quickly, but we can get more into it in the next segment. It's either 311 if you're in North Hempstead or 869-6311 if you're outside of the town. So
right.
then, you know, because we have caretakers in California.
Right. Also,
all the
you
time.
Can't reach 311 from a cell phone.
Right.
So you
so
have
right.
to call 869-6311. So you should have both programmed. We're going to be back to talk a little bit more about what's going on in the town. This is Project Independence and You at 88.1 FM WCWP.org.